He sent me an extract from a poem by W.B. Yeats. Verse from To a Child Dancing in the Wind by W.B. Yeats. Has no one said those daring, kind eyes should be more learned, or warned you how despairing the moths are when they are burned? I could have warned you, but you are young, so we speak a different tongue. You couldn't have saved him from her, Clemo wrote. There was nothing you could have done. If you'd tried to warn him of dangers this extreme, you'd have ruined his childhood. Nobody could have predicted the situation. I know how much you love him. I saw that. I hope he believed me when I told him that. I thought the email was sad and painful, and kind, too. I also suspected that Clemo was seeking reassurance for himself, as much as he was offering it to me, and I wondered if he was having some kind of breakdown. I wanted to reply, but I didn't know how to help him. I wanted to offer him solace, but I couldn't find the words. Because I have only one job to do, and it requires all my focus. I must be patient as I hope for my son to come back to me. To come home in mind as well as in body, and to do so completely. And so I struggle my way through the blackness, and I wait. And I hope to do that in private. And that is all anybody needs to know.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of What She Knew, a novel by Jilly McMillan. This program was produced by Oak Hill Publishing. Executive producer, Caitlin Gehring. Text copyright 2015 by Jilly McMillan. Production copyright, Oak Hill Publishing Limited, 2015. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.